Power Principles, Chapter 18, How to Experience the Power of God. Key Verse. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. Introduction. You have learned many principles of spiritual power in this course. In this chapter, these principles are summarized and final guidelines given to enable you to experience the endowment of spiritual power about which you have studied. Receiving spiritual power. Spiritual power is not something you work up through emotion. You do not produce it with scriptural learning. Even knowledge of biblical power principles will not guarantee receiving spiritual power. Spiritual power flows from its source. Jesus is compared to a vine. You are a spiritual branch. You cannot produce power in yourself. He is the life flow from which the power comes. Just let his power flow through you. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. Here are biblical guidelines for experiencing the endowment of power. 1. Fast and pray. Come before God and humble yourself through fasting and prayer. God has promised to hear when we come before him in this attitude. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Do not pursue power itself. Through prayer and fasting, prepare yourself as a channel through which God's power can flow. 2. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. 3. Exercise faith. By faith, accept his promise of power. Behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. You accepted salvation by faith. Now accept the power of God by faith. Why is it so easy to accept salvation by faith and so difficult to trust God for miraculous demonstrations of his power, like healing and casting out demons? 4. Apply biblical power principles. By faith, begin to apply the biblical power principles you have learned in this course. These include the power of the gospel. Your life must first be changed through the power of the gospel. Repentance is the basis of true spiritual power. The power of the Holy Spirit. You receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. The power of love. Any spiritual gift, any manifestation of power, is ineffective without it. The anointing of power. It is the anointing that will break the yoke. You cannot do it in your own strength and power. Power, faith, and works. These are inseparable. They must function together in your life and ministry. The name of Jesus. You come in his authority. It is power through his name. The power of prayer. Prayer and fasting result in spiritual power. The power of the word. Speak his words, not yours. His word will not return void. It will accomplish the purpose for which it is sent forth. Power of authority. Remain under authority so you can function in authority. The power of his resurrection. Experience it now in your mortal body. The power of suffering. You have power in adversity as well as over adversity. Greater pressure results in greater power. Turn ordeals into opportunities for the manifestation of God's power. Corporate power. Spiritual power must be experienced individually by believers, but it is not to function independently of the body of Christ. It is God's plan that the church experience spiritual power corporately. The church is to be the center for the demonstration of his power. One day, Jesus went into the temple in Jerusalem and found the leaders selling oxen, sheep, and doves. They had actually made a prosperous business out of people's need for sacrificial animals. They were using the church as a center for this merchandising. Jesus made a small whip of cords and drove these people out of the temple. He poured out the money and overthrew the tables. He said, "It is written, 'My house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves.'" Luke chapter 19, verse 46. In many instances today, the church has become a social center, a place for recreation and fellowship. It has become a center of food distribution and entertainment. Some of these activities may have their place, but it is not God's true purpose for the church. The church can even become a center of prayer and Bible study and still miss God's purpose if human needs remain unmet right outside its door. The temple Jesus cleansed had become a center of trading and merchandise. But Jesus explained the true purpose of the church in a parable in Luke chapter 14, verses 16 through 24. In this parable, the master of the house told his servants, "Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Luke chapter 14, verses 21 and 23. The church is to be filled with multitudes having deep human need. Believers are to go into all levels of society and compel them to come in. The church is to be populated with believers who have spiritual power. This creates the corporate environment where God can manifest himself. The lame will be healed, the blind see, the deaf hear, and the power of the gospel will change lives. Remember the lame man who sat at the temple gate in Jerusalem? Acts chapter 3. Religious services were going on inside the temple. There were beautiful ceremonies, expressive prayers, lovely singing. Yet, unnoticed and with his needs unmet, just outside the door sat the poor, crippled man. Finally, two men, believers in God, who had experienced the endowment of spiritual power, passed his way. Peter said to him, "Look at me. Such as I have, give I thee." Immediately, his feet and ankles received strength, and he was healed by the power of God. A needy world is looking on us. Suffering humanity is turning their eyes to the Church of Jesus Christ. We must have something to give. The law of use and increase. There is a biblical principle called the law of use and increase, which affects spiritual power. Your spiritual power will be increased by proper application of this principle. Read the parable told by Jesus in Luke chapter 19, verses 12 through 26. The servants who used and increased the money given them received more. The one who did nothing with the money lost it. The law of use and increase is just that. Use what you are given and it will increase. You must either use it or lose it. God gives you spiritual power for the purpose of serving, not reigning. Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 through 28. If you use spiritual power properly, that flow of God's power will increase within you. You will see even greater manifestations of his power in your life and ministry. If you do not use it, you will lose it. For I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath, shall be taken away from him. Luke chapter 19, verse 26.